Hello everybody, this is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show and you're listening to Urx Metal Monday!
Urx FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to episode number 14 of Urk FM Metal Monday, coming from the new look, Channel Urk Studio, here on Urk FM and Trax Radio. Welcome to 2012. Seems a bit strange saying that when it's still 2011. But anyway, I have a big evening of metal coming up on New Year's Eve, going into New Year's Day at Venom. With bands such as Foundry Road, bands such as A World Less Cruel, and so I don't think that I'd be in any fit state to record this episode right after that, so I'm getting in early, so to speak. But welcome to 2012. It's going to be a great year of metal here on Urk FM Metal Monday on Urk FM and also on Trax Radio. I hope that you looked after yourselves over the Christmas New Year period and it's back to normality. I've rearranged the Channel Urk studio, so it feels like I'm in a new studio. So if things are a bit how you're going, it just feels like I've moved into a new house, basically, even though I haven't. Anywho, late last year, I was able to help celebrate 500 episodes of a podcast. That's right. A podcast with 500 episodes, a music podcast, no less, with 500 episodes. My mate Roly from the Dark Compass podcast, who you heard there at the beginning of the episode, he recently celebrated 500 episodes of his Dark Compass podcast, and he also runs a Dark Compass metal show. And so in 2011, it was great to meet Roly and great to be able to help him celebrate 500 episodes. Prior to the start of Urk FM Metal Monday, Roly sent me a whole heap of metal that he has played on his show. I love the vast majority of the metal that Roly plays, and even if I can't understand the words because they're from a foreign country or it's just screamo, I don't care. As long as it's got some good guitars in it, it's all good. We're going to have a range of music today, and I basically let Roly program the show by proxy. He doesn't know that I'm doing this until he hears it, but I have selected some of the songs that he sent to Umi. Some of the songs he has featured on the Dark Compass Metal Show before, others he hasn't. I haven't necessarily gone back and deliberately picked the tunes that he has. And so we've got a great selection of music coming your way right now at 11 on Urk FM Metal Monday, episode 14. Let's kick it off with a four-piece metal band, a four-piece death thrash metal band from Shrewsbury in the UK. We are about to hear from a band that is called Archai, and the song that you're about to hear is called The Divide. In 2009, they released their debut album after being formed in 2004. So they've been around for a while. And in 2010, they released a brand new music video as well, which was also featured on the front cover of Metal Hammer magazine. And Roly found them at Hammerfest 2011, which sounds absolutely awesome. So speaking of awesome, here comes Archai with The Divide.
Thank you.
Do you love podcasts but don't want to be stuck and be tethered to your computer? In that case, check out Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly, an Australian company available for the iPhone family and also Android. Pocket Cast is a great way for you to be out there and to be able to download your podcast from anywhere. Hear Irk FM Metal Monday and a lot of other great podcasts via Pocket Cast from Shifty Jelly.
Oh, This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Welcome back to episode 14 of IRC FM Metal Monday, the first episode of IRC FM Metal Monday for 2012. And we just heard of a band called Born of Scars with their song called The Rain. And we've definitely had a bit of rain here in Sydney over the last month or so. Born of Scars are from New York. They were the featured artists on Reverb Nation recently. They performed at the Bamboozle Festival at Giant Stadium in May 2011, and they also recently opened for Fuel. As you heard, they're a female-fronted modern hard rock band that brings together four of the finest musicians in the New York City area. The band's music was described by one industry insider as aggressive, well-written, soul-chilling songs with a fresh approach to modern hard rock that brings together all its elements with skill and fluency. And so that was quite cool. Before that, we heard a song called Lady Death by Arsenic Addiction. They're from Salt Lake City, Utah, being formed in 2006. Their first release was Done, and then their second release followed in August 2010, called An Undertaker's Lament. And then they signed with an agency to open 2011. So that was Arsenic Addiction from Salt Lake City. I actually love the band members' names: Butcher, Ripper, Plague, Lady Arsenic, and Professor. That's quite awesome. So we're going to continue up with another song that Rolly sent me, and I didn't deliberately go ahead and set bands that were female fronted, but I love female fronted bands. I love females in metal bands. I basically love it. It's all good. Chamber of Echoes is a female fronted and produced industrial pop rocktronica visual music project. They've been compared to Nine Inch Nails, Evanescence, Kidney Thieves, and a lot more. They've played several shows throughout Southern California, making their rounds through the Hollywood club circuit, such as the Roxy, the Key Club, the Monte Cristo, the Viper Room, and a lot more. And they've been featured on radio stations and podcasts as well. So we're about to hear Chamber of Echoes. This song is called Scar Tissue. Thanks, Modus.
You've cut the ties and watched me fall.
This episode of Urk FM Metal Monday brought to you by Deadfest 2012. Dead Man Industries and Circle 6 Promotions presents Deadfest 2012, a 12-hour showcase, including A World Less Cruel, Amodus, Domino, Empirical, Foundry Raid, Jaded Empire, Lab 64, NASJAP, Tensions Arise and War Faction, Deadfest 2012, 10th of March 2012, The Valve Bar at Tempe.
Lost myself in agony. I just need a distraction here, and now I see you standing at my door. I know what you want, and I know why you're here, but I'm not giving in, 'cause I know you're mine. We'll be right back.
shelf I wish to make amends. The sudden signs of yesterday are traces of the loss that carry their own crucifix, knowing what the cost. Solid masses on the sick and swollen crawl. The burdens of the future can only lead to pain, unless we see the reason to start this all again. Yeah.
from Massachusetts in the US. That was Faces of Bayonne with their epic song Where the Golden Road Ends. And prior to that, we heard City on Fire with A Memory. And prior to that, we heard another female fronted band called Shoretta with their song called Distraction. And yes, I can get distracted rather easily. If you would like any information about any of the bands here on IRC FM Metal Monday, you can go to the IRC FM Metal Monday website, which is at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. And if you'd like any further information about bands, or if you are a band and you would like to submit your music, IRCFMMetalMonday.com is where you need to go. While you're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, and as long as you're not doing something like driving the Dialux to death, you can also check out Mystic Metal at mysticmetal.com.au. That's a great site for reviews, interviews, and an Australian gig guide. Mystic Metal, a great accompaniment to IRC FM Metal Monday. So let's tell you a little bit about Shoretta. They are a female-fronted band from New York, formed in 2007. They have hard rock elements similar to artists such as Breaking Benjamin and Red, while slaying angst-filled yet melodic female vocals. In July 2011, they released their newest EP called A Nation Distracted. We also heard from City of Fire, and I've played those guys before. They're from memory from Vancouver in Canada. Yes, they are. City of Fire plays homage to the city in which the band was formed, Vancouver, British Columbia. Known for its primarily rainy climate, the weather can serve as a driving force of creativity for local artists. Creativity builds an internal fire, the rain strikes that fire, and ultimately provides liberation. And so that was City of Fire with their song called A Memory. And the last band we heard, Faces of Bayonne, they're from Massachusetts in the US, formed in the autumn of 2008. Matt and Ron had been talking about forming a band that incorporated doom metal but also had a psychedelic edge to it, like Pink Floyd, and they finally got together with their friend Nate and started jamming. And so that is cool. This episode of IRC FM Metal Monday is brought to you by Deadfest 2012. Lots of epic bands brought together by Dead Man Industries. March 2012 at the Valve Bar at Tempe. The majority of the artists have been featured on IRC FM Metal Monday before, and it's going to be awesome to see them all in the one place. Let's cross now to Illuminatus and their song called The Wrath of the Lambs. I'll be back shortly. IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Yeah.
Kat from Empirical.
You're listening to IRC FM.
Check us out at www.facebook.com/empiricalmetalband. Peace.
Yeah, some great metal there for our penultimate song of the episode. That was Mercenary with their song On the Edge of Sanity. Before that, we heard from Camlaf with their song Stronger Than Frost. Before that, Isgrim with In the Name of the Freedom. And The Wrath of the Lambs was the first song that we heard in that set by Illuminatus. And Illuminatus are one Spaniard, one German, one Italian, and one English guy. They deal in expansive soundscapes, razor-shark dynamics, and no-nonsense melodic songwriting. For Illuminatus, there exists no scene, no bandwagon, and no fashion war. With the release of Glasnost, their second full-length album, they have established themselves as the up-and-coming band in 2011. And the album was recorded in Hanover in Germany. Now, after that, we heard a song that was called In the Name of Freedom by Isgrim. And Isgrim, I dare say, are from the Netherlands. Nothing wrong with a bit of Dutch metal. They were formed in the summer of 1996. They've had some lineup changes since then. They released their first extensive act of nihilism called Guidelines for Genocide in November 2002. So they've been around for quite some time. They combine old school thrash elements, catchy riffing, and unconventional themes. After that, we've also heard from Camlaf, and they are from the interweb. Yes, they're from Siberia. They put themselves in the black metal, death metal, and metal categories from Siberia. Siberia, wow, who would have thought that many years ago you wouldn't even hear anything in the Western world coming from a place like Siberia. But they've been around for some time as well. They say that there's two different worlds, the upper and the lower. In the upper world, images such as climbing a mountain, tree, cliff, rainbow or ladder, ascending into the sky on smoke, flying on an animal, carpet, broom, or meeting a teacher or a guide are typically seen. The lower world consists of images including entering into the earth through a cave, hollow tree stump, a water hole, a tunnel, or a tube. Got a lot of time on their hands in Siberia, I dare say, especially in the middle of winter. It's very, very cold in Siberia. And the last band that we heard there, Mercenary, some more some Danish metal, some more European metal. They have been one of the most active and successful proponents of the rising Danish metal scene for the last decade. They've released 5 studio albums. They've had a European headlining tour and have performed at most major metal festivals such as Wacken, Tusker, Metal Camp, Earthshaker, Inferno, Grass Pop, Dynamo, Summer Nights, Prop Power Europe, and Prop Power US, and many, many more. And here's our final song. I'll be back to wrap things up very, very shortly. Our final song of IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 14. This episode brought to you by Deadfest 2012. That was Lust and Love by Of Wrath and Ruin. And unfortunately, those guys won't sound the same as that ever again, because the vocalist that you heard there, Laura, is no longer with the band. But I dare say that they will be back. They're looking for a new vocalist, and they should be back. I know of many bands who have survived one singer leaving and another one coming, so it is possible. Of Wrath and Ruin traces their roots back to 2004. They fill bands such as Dream Theater, Opeth, Nevermore, Dark Tranquility, Children of Bodom, and Nightwish have heavily influenced their music. They released their debut album, Conquering Oblivion, in early 2011. And so that was Of Wrath and Ruin with their song called Lust and Love. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Don't forget, you can go to IRCFMMetalMonday.com and find out more about the artists that have appeared, and also be sure to check out Pocket Cast, be sure to check out Dead Man Industries, our friends at Trax Radio, and also Mystic Metal. If you're looking for a place for some more music, maybe not at 11, don't forget to check out the regular IRC FM shows at IRCFM.com, and also check out Trax Radio at TraxRadio.com. Lots of music for both places. Anywho, on this episode, which has been kindly... what's the word I'm looking for? Program, that's right. Kindly programmed by a proxy, by Rolly. He's a genius, that guy, Rolly. He can do all sorts of things without actually having to do it. Awesome. Thanks, mate, and congratulations once again on episode 500 of Dark Compass. On this episode, we have heard from Arkai, Arsenic Addiction, Born of Scars, Chamber of Echoes, Sharetta, City of Fire, Faces of Bion, Luminatus, Isgrim, Camlath, Mercenary, and Of Rough and Ruin. Don't forget to tune in next week for IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 15. And if you are a metal band, or if you know of a metal band who should have their music featured here on IRC FM Metal Monday, go to the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com, and all the information that you need will be there for you. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music on this episode programmed by proxy by Rolly from Dark Compass. Also, check out the Association of Music Podcasting. I hope to be able to make an announcement about that very, very shortly. Hope you had a great Christmas New Year period. I'm IRC. Thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you, Modus. And good night, Interweb. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And this new studio is the awesome. Good night, Interweb.